Have you ever been watching a college or professional sporting event when one team starts running up the score and doesn't appear to be slowing down? Do you enjoy watching that, or is it distasteful to you? Usually, at least one announcer will say something like, "I can't believe that coach is allowing this to happen. Why is he allowing his team to destroy and humiliate the other team? What a bunch of malarkey that is. The team is trained to win and usually win big. So for politically correct reasons, we expect them to lie down and let the other team walk off the field with dignity? Really? Sports, like business, has winners and losers. If you own, manage, or lead a business, I certainly hope you're out to win and win big. Running up the score in business is okay. Don't get the wrong idea, though. I'm not advising you to declare war on your competitors or to become obsessed with running them into the ground. What I'm suggesting is you change your focus and start competing with yourself more than you compete with others. If you continuously beat your own performance, the byproducts include beating your competitors and paving your own way to excellence. A good leader has the focus and commitment required to discipline his or her team to not lose momentum when they get ahead. In other words, he or she knows how to manage winning teams and keep them on top. So what kind of focus and plan does it take to run up the score in your business? It takes a lot more than a dream, big goals, and hard work. Here's how I suggest you raise the bar for your team. Compete with yourself more than others. Ask yourself this question: are we better than we used to be? Admire your strong competitors. They prevent you from getting complacent and motivate you and your team. Create a mindset focused on making the best out of the opportunities and resources. This will make you less susceptible to downturns. Don't let yourself get complacent. It will infect your team. When a leader lets up a little, the people they manage let up a lot. I suggest you bite off more than you can chew when making goals for yourself. Stretching won't allow you to get complacent. Stay focused and keep attacking. We sometimes are inclined to coast when we are out in front. Don't play not to lose. Play to win outright. When you, as the owner, manager, or leader of the business lead with this kind of discipline, it becomes contagious. When you establish guidelines, disciplines, rules, and mindsets, you show what you stand for and close off the ability for people to think your plans are negotiable. You set and hold the bar for your business. Set it high, raise it often, and keep getting over it. If you think you're as high as you can go, I'd wonder if you have the right stuff to win it all. I'll see you on the other side of the bar.